At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers. With Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Thanks for joining us. Today we are taking a deep dive into the Brian Koberger case with defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis. Koberger faces serious charges in the murders of four University of Idaho students, and his defense team is mounting strong challenges to key evidence. Eric, thank you for joining me as someone who has been on both sides of the courtroom. Let's start with this. What are the strongest and weakest aspects right now of the prosecution's case? And then we'll start talking about all the stuff Ann Taylor is bringing up. But from a prosecution standpoint, what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, in looking at the case, the cell phone data information that puts Koberger kind of around the scene and allegations that he had visited the scene before the stabbings occurred are certainly significant. But I think really that what they're hanging their hat on in terms of the prosecution is what they believe to be Koberger's DNA on the knife sheath that was left at the crime scene. And that is just so hard to explain for any defense. How are they going to tell a jury that, yes, his biological material was there, but he wasn't?
Well, that's, I think, what Ann Taylor's going for. They can't. If it's thrown out and you can't bring it in, you can't bring it in. The science of this is strong. I mean, there's no doubting that. I know they've thrown out going, oh, it's junk science. Like, just a bunch of words to make people not understand what's going on, who are not going to do their own research. We've done the research. Anybody who dives into this can see and go, yeah, the science is very strong. It's touch DNA. It was on the button of the knife sheath. And it takes a little bit of pressing to get a good chunk of DNA there, enough to identify anyone. But it makes sense. It's a knife sheath for a very sharp blade. So you're going to have to use a little bit of force to get that button up, and that's where they found it. So probably his thumb, I'm guessing, or whatever fingers he decided to use to open the sheath, it's there. Now, the way that they figured that out is they went to an IgG database. There was nothing in the other databases, the ones that the FBI uses and authorities use in the CODIS system to match anybody because, well, he didn't have any real, you know, criminal history that would put his DNA in there. But the IgG pointed to his dad. And then from there, well, kind of weird. We're looking at this guy over here and then you match up Koberger. They start looking at Koberger. And then, of course, eventually He's arrested. They did the warrant. They get the cheek swab. And it's like, I don't have the number in front of me, but it's like one in a billion chance that is not his DNA on the knife sheath. So the science is there. There's no arguing that is Koberger's DNA on the knife sheath. It is a fact. It is not debatable. So I'm not even going to go into that because I think that's a bullshit debate and a bullshit argument. But what I guess can be made, and some people do feel strongly about, is the fact that they even got there. And this is an area, to me, I don't really see an issue with because, correct me if I'm wrong, there's not any laws preventing someone who's investigating a case to look at that database, at least not as of right now, there's not. They found the Golden State Killer that way. They found many other and solved many other cases using IgG. So why now is this suddenly a big point of contention that Ann Taylor is trying to argue to the court and to the court of public opinion as being not allowed? This is a travesty and a violation of rights.
Yeah, I think the why now question is answered by that's the strongest evidence the prosecution has, and Ann Taylor's got to challenge it in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think the challenge is very strong. Like you said, she's saying that there is a Fourth Amendment violation. Well, the Fourth Amendment prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. But if you discard anything, a knife sheath or a napkin or whatever, and has your DNA on it, you lost your reasonable expectation of privacy in that item. Same with folks who give their genetic material to Ancestry.com or that kind of thing. There is nothing legally prohibitive about doing that or about police going to those databases and conducting their own investigation. It's publicly available, and there is just no reasonable expectation of privacy in things that are discarded like that. And so to argue there's a Fourth Amendment violation here, I think is a huge stretch.
Yeah, I mean, unreasonable search and seizure. That's the key part of that, unreasonable. Your DNA is on the knife sheath at a crime scene. That makes it a reasonable search and seizure at that point.
She's got a grandstand, she's got to do her job, and she is doing it. If I was in that situation or you're being accused of this, I'd take Ann Taylor too. She's doing a pretty good job of bringing all this up in the process, saying, okay, if we can agree that IgG was a unreasonable search and seizure, then nothing else would have happened here, and we have to throw it all out. Facts be damned that his DNA is on the knife sheath. Where do you think the judge is going to land on this? Because as of our recording, we don't really have an answer yet.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am all about fairness in procedure as well as outcome. That's important. We got to make sure that there's no invasion of privacy that is legally impermissible that's going on to try to convict folks. That's valid. That being said, the judge is going to look at this and say, hey, this is, I could go on to 23andMe and do my own kind of research. Police have additional resources and avenues to look into those kind of things. And they got creative, and this is kind of an emerging technique that's being used, but there is just nothing constitutionally violative about it. And I think that that's the way the judge is going
to
see it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.